Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Data Storage Solutions. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore various cloud data storage solutions, including AWS S3, Azure Blob Storage, and Google Cloud Storage. Additionally, we will discuss how to choose appropriate storage solutions and review practical use cases for data storage. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify different data storage options and select the best fit for specific scenarios in your business context. Main content overview of AWS S3, Azure Blob Storage, Google Cloud Storage. Cloud storage has transformed how businesses manage their data, offering scalability and accessibility. Three major players in the cloud storage arena are Amazon Web Services, AWS, S3, Microsoft Azure Blob Storage, and Google Cloud Storage. Amazon S3, Simple Storage Service, is a highly scalable object storage service that allows you to store and retrieve any amount of data from anywhere on the web. S3 is known for its durability, high availability, and security. It offers a variety of storage classes tailored to different use cases, such as frequent access, infrequent access, and archival storage. For instance, the S3 standard storage class is suitable for frequently accessed data, while the S3 Glacier class is designed for data archiving at a lower cost. Microsoft Azure Blob Storage provides a similar service, enabling you to store large amounts of unstructured data. Azure's Blob Storage is particularly well integrated with other Azure services, making it a strong choice for businesses already leveraging the Azure Cloud ecosystem. It offers different tiers of storage, such as hot, cool, and archive, allowing you to optimize costs based on access frequency. For example, data that is accessed less frequently can be stored in the cool tier, which is more cost-effective. Google Cloud Storage is another robust option designed for storing unstructured data. Google Cloud Storage is known for its global reach and high-performance capabilities, making it suitable for businesses with global operations. It also supports various storage classes, such as Standard, Nearline, Coldline, and Archive, allowing for flexible pricing and performance options. For example, the Nearline storage class is ideal for data that is accessed less than once a month, while Coldline is suitable for data accessed less than once a year. Choosing appropriate storage solutions. When selecting a cloud storage solution, several factors need consideration to ensure the choice aligns with your business needs. Data type. Determine whether your data is structured, like databases, or unstructured, like documents and images. This will guide you toward the most appropriate storage type. For example, if your business primarily handles media files, AWS S3 or Google Cloud Storage would be ideal. Access frequency. Analyze how often your data will be accessed. If your data is accessed frequently, opt for a storage class designed for that, such as Amazon S3's standard storage. Conversely, if the data is archived and accessed infrequently, consider lower-cost options like S3's Glacier or Azure's Archive tier. Compliance and security. If your business handles sensitive information, ensure that the storage solution complies with necessary security standards and regulations. AWS, Azure, and Google all offer robust security features, but you should evaluate which one meets your specific compliance needs. For instance, AWS provides encryption options for data at rest and in transit, while Azure offers tools for managing access and security policies. Cost. Each cloud provider has different pricing models. It's essential to analyze the costs associated with storage, data retrieval, and potential egress fees. A thorough cost analysis can help avoid unexpected expenses. For example, understand that while some storage classes may have low storage costs, retrieval fees can add up if data is accessed frequently. Use cases for data storage. Understanding practical applications of cloud data storage can help you make informed decisions. Here are a few scenarios that illustrate how businesses utilize these solutions. E-commerce platforms. An e-commerce company might use AWS S3 to store product images, user-generated content, and transaction data. This setup allows for quick retrieval and delivery of product images, enhancing the customer experience. The durability of S3 ensures that product data is always available, even during high traffic periods. Mobile application development. A mobile app development company might choose Google Cloud Storage to manage user profile pictures and app data. The global reach of Google Cloud ensures that users experience low latency, regardless of their geographic location. This is particularly crucial for applications that require real-time data access. Media and entertainment. A media company may leverage Azure Blob Storage for its video content library. The integration with Azure's Content Delivery Network, CDN, can facilitate efficient content delivery to users while ensuring the protection and security of their intellectual property. Azure's scalability allows the company to handle varying loads during peak streaming times seamlessly. Conclusion. In summary, data storage solutions play a crucial role in managing business data effectively. Understanding the characteristics and benefits of AWS S3, Azure Blob Storage, and Google Cloud Storage allows you to make informed choices that align with your specific needs. By considering factors such as data type, access frequency, compliance, security, and cost, you can choose the most appropriate storage solutions for your business use cases. As you progress in this course, you'll continue to build on these foundational concepts to enhance your understanding of cloud technologies. Reflection questions. How would you determine the best cloud storage solution for a specific business application you are working on? What factors would you prioritize when evaluating the costs associated with cloud storage options? Can you think of a scenario in your current or previous work where a different storage solution could have improved efficiency or reduced costs?